Hello. That is Brendan Power and the Jolly Beggarman. Fade off into the distance, it behoves me to say, you are all very welcome indeed to the show. I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. It's a lovely early spring day. It's warm. It's 11 degrees out there and we're mid-February. I cannot believe it. This show is a bits and bobs show. It's not all new releases, though there are a few. It's a show of stuff that I've found on the shelf, stuff that I'd forgotten, hadn't played, stuff that I should have played, etc. It's a mishmash, a cornucopia, Salmagundi, I think some people call it, of the greatest folk roots and acoustic music on the planet. It includes a midsection which is a sort of homage to Susan McEwan, who I think is one of the greatest folk singers ever. But that's just my opinion. However, to kick us off, Coastal Lagoon, in the French-Canadian word, is Barraquois. And Barraquois are an Arcadian traditional music group from the Evangeline region of Prince Edward Island, Canada. The band are an amazing melange of fiddling, step dancing and traditional songs. This I'm going to play now I think is absolutely wonderful. It's completely wacky as well, which I love. The track is called La Mamo Chuse, which means the mumbler. Here's Barraquois. From their album Encore, with a track called La Mamo Chuse, which means the mumbler, as I said. Now, I first came across this next guy, Chad Doogie, when a mate of mine, Joe Bosky, introduced me to him in Connemara way back when. Chad's from the USA originally, but he's been living in Galway for quite some time now, and he's well known over there as a singer and songwriter. From his album Out of the West, this is him with a cracking song, which is very much fitting for our times now. Many People.
I've been walking down a road where many people have carried their load. I've been traveling in a land where many people have tried to stand. Many people, many people, many people, many, many people. I've been wandering in the dawn where many people have come and gone. I've been rambling on foot where a highway's gonna be put. Many people, many, many people, many people, many, many people. I've been tasting the morning air. Many people died trying to share. Among the waves I have swum, on the shore I beat a drum. Many people, many, many people, many people, many, many people. I am roving in the night underneath the pale moonlight. Here and there I ceaselessly roam. I am on my long journey home. Many people, many, many people, many people. I've been down, been all over this overgrown town. I've been stranded in the street, a dime and a nickel and nothing to eat. Many people, many, many people, many people, many, many people. I've been lost and I've been found. I've been over some pretty rough ground, blowing along in the sun and rain, rolling along on a southbound train. Many people, many, many people, many people, many, many people. I met John Henry and I met Tom Joad. Met Preacher Casey by the side of the road. Met Furry Lewis in a Memphis hotel. An old blind lemon in a Texas jail cell. Many people, many, many people, many people, many, many people. In the alleys where they crept, under the bridges where they slept, I have stood around the fire and I have watched the flames get higher. Many people, many, many people, many people, many, many people. When that birdcage creaks at dawn, then you know that I am gone. When that moon comes over the sea, I'll be back sleeping under your tree. Many people, many, many people, many people.
What a brilliant song. Chad Doogie from his album Out of the West with Many People. If you want information on Chad or anybody else you're going to hear on this show or any of the other 270 odd shows, just go to the website www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and there'll be links through to Chad and everybody else on the show and on the previous shows as well. So you can check out their releases and find out how to get hold of their albums. Talking of which, one of the crackingest One of the most cracking albums of recent weeks has been the new one from Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly. Ruth, a great young singer who sort of went quiet for 5 or 6 years, but is back again with a vengeance. Sam Kelly, of course, Sam and the Lost Boys, one of the great discoveries of the last 10 years. They've come together to make an album called Changeable Heart. Played a couple of tracks from it already, but I want to play you another one now. A Tale of Lust, Loose Living and Skullduggery. Listen carefully to the words. There's a warning in this song. The Cunning Cobbler.
He saw the jolly butcher who in London town did dwell, and the little cobbler whose tale I have to tell. Renowned for her beauty was the butcher's lovely wife, and the little cunning cobbler loved her dearly as his life. With me falder riddle died of falder riddle day. The butcher went to market with the view to buy an ox, and the little cobbler as sly as any fox. Dressed up in his Sunday best, a courting he did go to the jolly butcher's wife because he loved her so. With me fal-de-riddle died of fal-de-riddle day. When the little cobbler went into the butcher's shop, the butcher's wife knew what he meant and drew the curtain shut. He said, oh my little darling, have you got a job for me? And she all smiling at him says, I'll go upstairs and see. With me fal-de-riddle died of fal-de-riddle day. She went up to the bedroom door and gave the lad a call. I've got a little job for you if you have brought your all. And if you do it, workman like, some money I will pay. Oh, thank you, said the cobbler, and he quickly stitched away. With me fal-de-riddle died of fal-de-riddle day. But as the cobbler was at work and knock came at the door, the cobbler scrambled out of bed and laid upon the floor. It's my husband, cried the butcher's wife, whatever will he say? But then she let the policeman in along with her to play. With me fal-de-riddle died of fal-de-riddle day. She came from market in the middle of the night. The policeman scrambled out of bed and soon got out of sight. The butcher's wife so nimbly, she locked the bedroom door. But in her fright she quite forgot the cobbler on the floor. Well, the husband soon found out when he lay down in bed. There's something long and hard in here, the butcher smiled and said. She said, it's just my rolling pin, the butcher he did laugh. How come you dear to roll your dough out with a policeman's staff? Fal-de-riddle died of fal-de-riddle day. Now the butcher threw the truncheon underneath the bed. He smashed the chamber pot to bits and cracked the cobbler's head. The cobbler shouted murder, says the butcher, who are you? Oh, I'm just the little cobbler come to fix the lady's shoes. Fal-de-riddle died of fal-de-riddle day. Now early in the morning, just as people were about, the butcher mopped his face with blood and turned the cobbler out. He pinned the ticket to his back and on it was the news. This cobbler to the bedroom goes and then the lady's shoes. With the fal-de-riddle die go, fal-de-riddle day. Fal-de-riddle die go, fal-de-riddle day.
Produced by that brilliant musician and singer, Damien O'Kane. The album is called Changeable Heart. Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly with A Tale of Tangled Webs indeed. The Cunning Cobbler. Now, Diane Niskanen is a traditional singer from County Donegal. And all four of her grandparents were accomplished musicians and singers. And she's carrying on the family tradition. As a youngster, she frequently won competitions and has made her very first solo album, which has got some amazing musicians on it. Donald Shaw, Mike McGoldrick, Neil Martin and Charlie McKerron, amongst many, many others. I think the album is absolutely beautiful. It's called Idir Mir Agus Sliv, which means Between the Sea and the Mountain. And this is actually one of my favourite songs ever. A beautiful melody and lovely words. A traditional song called The Broom of the Cowden Nose, and I was really chuffed to find that Diane had done such a fabulous version of it. Well, let's see what you think.
Idir How blithe was I each morn to see my lark o'er the hill. He skipped the barn and he ran to me. I met him with goodwill. The broom of the Cowdenknowes. Fain would I be in the north country, herding my feathers yows. We neither herded yows nor
Cannon from the album Idirmir Agus Sliabh with the traditional Scots ballad The Broom of the Cowden Nose, showing, if you like, the link, very close link, that exists between Donegal and Scotland. Many people from Donegal went over to work in Scotland picking taties and berries, and there was a constant flow between the two places of great music and great musicians. I'm going to cross the pond now to America. To New Orleans, in fact, one of the formative influences on me when I was singing and playing in the Edison Bell Spasm Band, the little jug band I used to play in with my mate Steph, was Snooks Eaglin, who describes himself as a New Orleans street singer. Here he is with a fabulous version of the classic Careless Love. ¶¶
love, oh love, oh Canada. Can't you see what kind of love do to me? You may be wrong, made me lose my happy home. It was love, oh love, oh Canada love. You tied me to your apron string. You tied me to your apron string. You said that you loved me, and it didn't mean a thing. It was love, oh love, oh careless love.
Snooks Eaglin, the original New Orleans street singer, as it says on the album label, with Careless Love, great version. I'm going to play you a very different piece of music now from an album called Oran Bagraid. Oran Bagraid is a medieval song believed to be the only surviving example of the Gaelic, the Scottish Gaelic, spoken in Galloway. 10 musicians and singers from all across the UK and Ireland got together for a week in Galloway and recorded an album inspired by that song, Oran Bagraid. The result, I think, is absolutely stunning. There's far too much information for me to try and get it across to you now, so do go to the website and have a look through our website, www.mycardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to Oran Bagraid there. This is a track simply called Mouth Music, and it's got various examples of just that. Mouth music from the Irish, Welsh and Scots traditions. Mouth music, when people were too poor to afford instruments, they made music with their mouths and people danced to it. It's what is sometimes called diddling or lilting or even puss music or gob music. Well, let's see what you think of this.
Feindati virati gwelet
Mickledy, Mackledy, hey no no
Drws y refail yn agored
Mickledy, Mackledy, hey no no
Ar gobach ei wyna pyrddi
Mickledy, Mackledy, hey no no
Yn y refail yn prysur chwthi
Mickledy, Mackledy, hey no no
Feindati vir yn yr Alban
Mickledy, Mackledy, hey no no
Mae tre'r carcwd I bal Maclellan
Mickledy, Mackledy, hey no no
Rown I hen eiria alawn newydd
Mickledy, Mackledy, hey no no
Ag I hen don mi rown a denydd
Mickledy, Mackledy, hey no no
garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen Michaelis Mohira garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen Shinid Nakanavan Ba, no garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen Michaelis Mohira garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen Shinid Nakanavan Ba, no curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make so to save Sean, who curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make curtain, she'd lord in sung law, hurt curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make so to save Sean, who curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make curtain, she'd lord in sung law, hurt garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen Michaelis Mohira garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen Shinid Nakanavan Ba, the garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen Michaelis Mohira garden, fen garden, fen garden, fen Shinid Nakanavan Ba, the curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make so to save Sean, who curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make curtain, she'd lord in sung law, hurt curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make so to save Sean, who curtain, make curtain, make curtain, make curtain, she'd lord in sung law.
Balamochri, Sachanaka Queen, Balamochri, Matingu Aiki, Balamochri, Sachanaka Queen, you told of a hill. Balamochri, Sachanaka Queen, Balamochri, Matingu Aiki, Balamochri, Sachanaka Queen, you told of a hill. Oro and Balevor is Oro Maharshtin, Oro and Balevarin, drink me him fast. Oro and Balevor is Oro Maharshtin, Oro and Balevarin, drink me him fast. Balle mochri se chanach a green, balle mochri va batting u eiche, balle mochri se chanach a green, je tolt ook hi kele. Balle mochri se chanach a green, balle mochri va batting u eiche, balle mochri se chanach a green, je tolt ook hi kele. Oro en balle voor is oro me harsten, oro en balle fanen rivig mi hem faste. Oro en balle voor is oro me harsten, oro en balle fanen rivig mi hem faste. Bian mara vaminuri namar hamin pliane, bian mara vaminuri fidiching amiari, bian mara vaminuri namar hamin pliane, bian mara vaminuri fidiching amiari, oro mugulik and mugulik and a rain me, oro mugulik and a famine amovachin, oro mugulik and mugulik and a rain me, oro mugulik and a famine amovachin, oro mugulik and mugulik and a rain me, oro mugulik and a famine amovachin, oro mugulik and mugulik and a rain me, oro mugulik and a famine amovachin.
And that wasn't me doing that at the end. That was Mouth Music, various artists who come together to make an album called Oran Bagraid, based or inspired by a medieval song in the Galloway Gaelic. Do check it out. It's a lovely, lovely album. Now, the bodies of US soldiers killed abroad are repatriated through a place called Dover, Delaware. Jez Lowe, one of our greatest singer-songwriters, has written a beautiful song which is both a love song and a lament for the dead of many, many wars, repatriated via Dover, Delaware. The late and wonderful Judy Denning has recorded a beautiful version which you can get hold of on an album called Best Kept Secrets. And this is it.
Well, I walked down Marva Roads a stranger, threw my stone far across the bay, sang a song to a foreign ocean, dreamed of England far away. And the darkness split to see a soldier, struck by the spin of a beacon light. Take your tune, he said, treat it tender, make good use of it tonight. Sing a love song for the first of all, keep singing till they fight no more. Tell me, love, that I'll be waiting there in Dover, Delaware, Dover, Delaware. dark and grey, the cold Atlantic. Dark and grey stand the ships in line, waiting for another tide turn, set to fight for one more time. Sing a love song for the first to fall. Keep singing till they fight no more. Tell me, love, that I'll be waiting there in Dover, Delaware. Dover, Delaware. Well, I've watched the shore fade behind me. Watch the smoke from the grey ship's stack. Watch the cannon and the bombs fall. When it's done, they'll bring him back. Sing a love song for the first to fall. Keep singing till they fight no more. Tell me, love, that I'll be waiting there in Dover, Delaware, Dover, Delaware. Sing a love song for the first to fall. Keep singing till they fight no more. Tell me, love, that I'll be waiting there in Dover, Delaware, Dover, Delaware.
A lovely version of one of Jeslow's finest songs, in my humble opinion. Judy Dinning from the album Best Kept Secrets with Dover, Delaware. Now, a new lad on the block in terms of singer-songwriting is Stuart Forrester, who comes from Humberside. His album, The Good Earth, is full of really rooted and pertinent songs. I think he's got something very, very special, but let's see what you think. From the album, this is a song very much about the fishing industry, a bit like Mike Waterson's great song, 3 Day Millionaire. This is called Say Goodbye to Your Grimsby Lass.
Rolling and pitching and riding the waves, nerves like white lightning, we're hauling away. Where the wild lads who bring in the catch, and we'll give a good blast when we come. And it's one to the other, you'll hear them say, here come Jack with his 3 months' pay. Them Humber girls, they'll leave you poor. They'll spend all your money in a week on shore. And the blackbird summons to the crow, it's time for us to roll and go. So drink your fill and pack your sack, and say goodbye to your Grimsby lass. Girls up the river know what it's about. They're wicked and willing, we're bold and we're stout. See us singing a shanty and acting the goats, and we'll give a good blast when we come. And it's one to the other, you hear them say, here come Jack with his 3 months' pay. Them Humber girls, they'll leave you poor. They'll spend all your money in a week on shore. And the blackbird songs to the crow, dear Grimsby lass.
things to come home. I put them lads up the river, they'll put it about, and they'll give a good blast when they come. And it's one to the other, you'll hear them say, here comes Jack with his 3 months' pay. Them humber girls who leave you poor, they'll spend all your money in a week on the shore. And the blackbird sung to the crow, it's time for us to roll and go. So drink your fill and pack your sack, and say goodbye to your Grimsby lass. Say goodbye to your Grimsby lass. So say goodbye to your Grimsby lass.
Well, there you go, a song which combines a lot of the elements of the tradition, but it's very much in the now. Say goodbye to your Grimsby lass, Stuart Forrester, The Good Earth. There's been some cracking songwriters come out of Humberside when you think about it. John Connolly, Joe Solo, Mike Waterson, Lal Waterson, and now this lad, Stuart Forrester. There's a good bass there with some great music coming out of that particular neck of the woods. Now, footling around on the shelves, as I very often am wont to do, I came across these next two tracks, which I've not played for you before. From the Folk Scene Collection Volume 2, Tom Waits with The Heart of Saturday Night, and after that, from the Columbia Historic Edition album, Roy Acuff with the seminal version of the Wabash Cannonball. Two cracking bits of Americana for all you Americana buffs out there.
I gather up you behind a wheel. Now you got your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile. You're barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Paid on Friday, your pockets are jingling. And you see the lights and you get all tingling. You're cruising with the sex. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And then they comb your hair, shave your face. You're trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days in a week. This will be the Saturday. You're reaching your peaks. You're stomping on the red. You're going on the green. It'll be like nothing that you ever seen. You're barreling down the boulevard. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Into the crack of the pool balls and the arm buzzing of the telephone ringing at your second cousin. And the barmaid, she's smiling from the corner of her eye. Was it the magic or the melancholy tear in your eye? Makes it kind of special. It's down in the core. Now you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. Now you're stumbling. You had just stumbled on to the hard Saturday night. You cast her up, you're behind the wheel. Now you got your arm around your sweet wood, your old smoke wheel. Barreling down the boulevard. Now you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me, is it the crack of the pool balls and the arm buzzing of the telephone ringing at your second cousin? Is it the barmaid as she smiles from the corner of her eye? The magic or the melancholy tearing your eye? It makes it kind of special. It's down in the core. Now you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. Now you're stumbling. You bet you're stumbling on to the heart of Saturday night. You're stumbling. You're stumbling on the heart of Saturday night.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Queen O' Blowing Mountains to the South Bell by the Moor, she's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. She's a combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos squall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Down to Birmingham one cold December day, as she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Our eastern states are dandies, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos squall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Now here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered in the course throughout the land. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall, we'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as he glides along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear those lonesome hobos squall, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Well, two bits of archive material there from the Columbia Historic Edition album. That was Roy Acuff, one of the fathers of country music and old-time music, with the Wabash Cannonball. And before that, you heard Tom Waits live from an album called The Folk Scene Collection, Volume 2, with quite a rare version of his classic, The Heart of Saturday Night. Tom Waits, great actor, great singer and songwriter. Now, it's time for what I'm going to call the Susan McEwan Fest. As I've been doing this show and many other shows over the last 20 years, it's occurred to me that when I'm driving the car, I will listen to a whole album all the way through. Yet when I'm presenting the show, I just play you a track from this person, track from that person, or whatever. So I thought it would be a great idea to just play you a whole clutch of tracks by somebody who I admire greatly and want to share with you, because I think they're absolutely wonderful. So this week, Susan McEwan, one of the finest singers there is. End of. Great folk singer, great voice, but as I always say, it's always more than the voice. It's the connect, it's the soul, it's the authenticity, it's the understanding and feel for the music that counts. So to kick us off, from her album Lowlands, this is Susan McEwan with a great song called Slán agus Beannacht. Goodbye and farewell.
Sun by your bill, pass your long calling, your dog in the chain. To be so high, but scare hog is a gyan the shoot. Sashi Marvari, who void a mochni. We lagum trade them, who will not run. Up on the trida, the dog lock feel. Cutting on the way, do you say we come down the lump? Son of his banner, the boy.
Agus Beinacht from Susan McEwan's album Lowlands. The next track is a version of the Isle of France. You might know the song in the Nick Jones version. It's a song about a young Irish lad being sent back home after years of transportation who gets shipwrecked on the Isle of France, which is the old name for Mauritius. Well, as Susan says in the sleeve notes to the album, she learnt the song from the singing of Nick Jones, but I think she brings another element to it as well, which I think is maybe to do with her being Irish. Beautiful version of the Isle of France, which she calls Shamrock Green.
The sky was dark and the night advanced when a convict came to the Isle of France and round his leg was a ring. And his country was of the shamrock green. Oh, I'm from the shamrock, this convict cried, that has been doomed to transport these 7 long years, and when 6 of them they were up and past, I was coming home. Thank you. than the Coast Guard. We played a part, and with some brandy he cheered the convict's heart.
Version of the Isle of France, Shamrock Green. It's called on the album Sweet Liberty. Now, Susan McCune's done a fabulous version of the song To Fair London Town, and it's the story of a young woman who follows her lover to sea, dressed as a man. There's a shipwreck, and they all end up in the lifeboat, and they draw lots to decide who's going to be killed to feed the shipwreck crew. That kind of cannibalism in a lifeboat is actually the subject of a few songs in the folk tradition, and versions of it have been found across America, Canada, and occasionally in Britain. There's one called The Silk Merchant's Daughter. Luckily, the song has a happy ending and nobody gets eaten.
All along in these rambles my true love I found. She says, brother sailor, to where are you bound? He smiled and made answer, to fair London town. To London's fair city I would willingly go, but as to get over I do not well know. I'm not bred a sailor, I will free your passage over and do all I can. All things were ready, our ship in full sail. Oh, the wind, it blew north to our whole pleasant gale. We hoist up our sails to our whole heart's content, till our ship she sprang a leak and to the bottom down went. And there was 35 of us confined to a lifeboat, with a small share of provisions for each man to support. Our provisions being scarce and no harbour being nigh, then we had to cast lots for to know who'd first die. These lots then were made, in a bag they were shook. Each man on board his own lot they took, but
But behold this fair creature, the short lot she drew. She was to die first, for to feed the whole crew. These lots then were made sure as plain as you see. For to know which of these then a butcher would be. Come, come, says the captain, let the business be done. But before the blow was given, we all heard a gun. Stop, stop your hand, butcher, said this innocent dame. Or are you for killing a harmless maid? I am a rich merchant's daughter, to London sailed o'er. And see what I have gained for the loving of thee. Up steps this young man, his long sword he drew, saying, I'm sorry to leave you, good captain and crew. My jewel, my darling, my own heart will burst. But in hopes of your long life, myself will die first. Save the whole crew. We hoist up our sails for a full flowing tide. We landed in Ireland down by the seaside. And this couple got married, and married they be. And they lived as happy could be.
So, a happy ending. They got married and lived happily ever after, and nobody got eaten. To Fair London Town, from Susan McEwan's album Lowlands. On the album Sweet Liberty, Susan worked with a group from North Africa called Tartet, five women and four men, members of the Tamashek ethnic group known as Tuaregs. The band met in a refugee camp in Burkina Faso, where their music was one of the things that helped them to survive. Susan invited them onto the album, and I think her arrangement of Oro Mila Gra, A Thousand Times My Love, involving them as musicians and as a sort of call and response, is absolutely brilliant. But again, let's see what you think. Oro Mila Gra, Susan McEwan.
Is Oro Mila Gra, Agus Oro Mila Gra, Shabau Berole Dovadero Ganyairi An Laba. Oro, 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 soro vila gra. I soro vila gra, agi soro vila gra. Kushulig il pluin ya martin druch da lemo gra. Oro, 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 soro vila gra. I soro vila gra, a soro vila gra. Kushulin tra parke tempel ermo guna vlemo gra.
fashion she the surf on. And I want the toilet. And I thought she is a rat. And I did burn a leal. And I did burn a leal. And I not a hen at a day. And I did burn a leal. And I did mar a sorrow. And I sorrow the egret. And I had a year. And I had a year. And I had a year.
Sorrow be the crawl. Sorrow be the crawl. For shocking shirty, the storm of prayer.
I must have played that track dozens and dozens of times, and it never fails to thrill me. What a wonderful piece of music. Oro Mi Lagra, A Thousand Times My Love, Susan McEwan, from her album Sweet Liberty. Now, the next song comes from her album Blackthorn. It's called A Maid Going to Comba, and I first heard this sung by the MacPeak family upstairs at St. Clair's Blakely. They were too big for the folk club, so they moved into the schoolroom, the massive school hall in the school next door. The song tells the story of a girl taking linen yarn to sell at the market. And I love that line. The look in your eye would lead angels astray.
Going to cumber her markets to learn to sell for her mummy three hanks of fine yarn. She met with a young man along the highway, and that was to cause her dallying stray. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are three guineas your mummy to pay. So lay by your yarn till the next market day. They sat down together, the grass it was green. The day was the fairest that ever was seen. The look in your eye would lead angels astray. So lay by your yarn till the next market day. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here are three guineas your mammy to pay. So lay by your yarn till the next market day. The maid she went home, and the words that he said, the song that he sang her still rang in her head. She said, I'll go find him by land or by sea, till he learns me the tune called the next market day. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me, this new tune to learn. Here is three guineas your mammy to pay. So lay by your yarn till the next market day. Going to cumber her markets to learn to sell for her mammy three hanks of fine yarn. She met with a young man along the highway, and that was to cause her dallying stray. Sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit
beside me this new tune to learn. Here is 3 guineas your mammy to pay, so lay by your yarn till the next market day. Oh, sit down beside me, I mean you no harm. Sit down beside me this new tune to learn. Here is 3 guineas your mammy to pay, so lay by your yarn till the next market day.
Album Blackthorn, Irish Love Songs, Susan McEwan with A Maid Going to Comba. And the last song from Susan in this McEwan Fest comes from her album Sweet Liberty. It's her version of a song which I think she got from the singing of Martin Carthy. I may be wrong about that, but it was the only version I'd ever heard that was on the scene at the time. I love the way that she's brought a mariachi band, Mexican town band, onto the track. They make it so very different, and yet they tell the same story wonderfully. This is Eggs in Her Basket, the story of two sailors who find more than eggs in the basket.
Of two young sailor lads out a-walking, their pockets being both lined with gold. As they went a-walking and civilly talking, some fair pretty damsel they do behold. Oh, lady, lady, can I carry your basket? Oh, there's eggs in the basket, oh, do take care. And if you should chance to outwalk me, at the halfway house you'll find me later there. So these two young men, they start out a-walking, until they come to the halfway house. Oh, landlord, landlord, have you any bacon? For in my basket I've got eggs to fry. So that landlord, he went to the basket, and thinking he got eggs to fry. Oh, say, young man, ain't you mistaken? Oh, for in this basket we've got a child. Upsteps this Nancy, oh dearest Nancy, that had taken to bed last Whitsuntide. We got this young child since I came your fancy, so now gay fiddler you've got to play. That child's not ours, lovely Nancy. He's no babe of mine, nor no friends beside. But I will take it and
and kindly treated. If you will say all my money's paid. Oh, that young man went up to the basket. He's kicked it around and around the floor. Oh, since it is done, I will surely pay it. But damn me if I do eat eggs anymore.
Susan McEwan from the album Sweet Liberty with Eggs in Her Basket, bringing that McEwan Fest to a close. I omitted to tell you that she's also a great songwriter, and perhaps I should have included one or two of her own songs there. I'll play one in the months to come. She really is a very good songwriter as well, of course, as being one, as I said, of the best singers on the planet. You've listened to a lot of words sung by Susan and spoken by me, so let's just have a tune now. Jerry Reed Smith makes fantastic hammer dulcimers, lives in Black Mountain in the Appalachian Mountains, made an album called The Strayaway Child Trilogy, on which he plays beautifully one of his own great hammered dulcimers. This is him, Jerry Reed Smith, with a brilliant version of the Irish tune Lord Inchiquin. Smith with a beautiful version of Lord Inchiquin from his album Strayaway Child Trilogy Volume 1. The tune was written by Turlough O'Carolan, the blind Irish harper who travelled around Ireland staying in the stately homes of the great and the titled, who looked after him, became his patron, and in return he would write a planxty, a tune in their honour. So I suppose the full title of that would be Planxty Lord Inchiquin. I've got to tell you that there is still a Lord Inchiquin. The title has been handed down and down and down. The first Lord Inchiquin, 1543. The most recent Lord Inchiquin has been in trouble recently for trying to remove paintings from an Irish hotel. You can check all that up on Google if you so wish. John Wilkes is a Midlands folk singer who's just made an album of Brummagem songs, songs about his native Birmingham. The one I'm going to play you, he learnt from the singing of Cecilia Costello. It was recorded in 1967. Cecilia was of Irish descent, living and working in Birmingham, and I think it was Mike Yates who collected songs from her in the 60s. This song, Eye for Saturday Night, is described as a rambunctious song full of drink and innuendo, which reminds me of my teenage years drinking in the same area of Brummagem. The second bit of the song is called Peaky Blinders, and again it comes from Cecilia Costello. It was just a couple of verses which John put the tune to. The Peaky Blinders, of course, were a street gang in Birmingham, made famous now by the BBC series. Anyway, enough for me. Here's John Wilkes with Eye for Saturday Night and My Bloke's a Peaky.
Eye for Saturday night, and Sunday is a come, and I went up to town to see my lover coming. And out for some rum, 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 out for some gin and brandy, out for some rum, 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 what my young man's a dandy. I for silver spoons, and I for plates and dishes, and I for the one I love, she broke my heart with kisses. And oh for some rum, 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 oh for some gin and brandy, oh for some rum, 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 what my young man's a dandy. Well, my bloke's a peaky, and he's none the worse for that. He's got bell-bottom trousers and a peaky blinders cap. He's got rings on his fingers and round his neck a daff. So all you nosy barkers should take it out of that. On my bed, some water from the sea, then fell in my love's eye. It sent her home a squeal. And oh for some rum, 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 oh for some gin and brandy, oh for some rum, 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 what my young man's a dandy. As I lay on my bed, and you know who lay with me, you know what he said, but you don't know what he give me. Oh for some rum, 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 oh for some gin and brandy, oh for some rum, 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 what my young man's a dandy.
That's a great song from a cracking album. The album's called Midlife. That was Eye for Saturday Night and My Bloke's a Peaky. John Wilkes and the Grizzly Folk. The tune reminds me so much of The Lass of Hexhamshire, you know. Da-ba-dee-dum-ba-dee-dee-dum, da-ba-dee-dum-ba-da-dum-bum. Anyway, it's just the way my brain works. The Willows are a great band from Cambridgeshire, UK. They shot to prominence apparently when their debut album, Beneath Our Humble Soil, was championed by legendary BBC DJs, it says here on the site, Bob Harris and Mike Harding. I didn't know I was a legend in my own lunchtime. Anyway, I've liked them ever since that very first album came out. They are Jade Rhiannon, Ben Savage, Cliff Ward, Evan Carson and Katrina Gilmore. Yes, that Katrina Gilmore. From their new album, Through the Wild, this is their version of a song I first heard Pete Bellamy sing way back, the Thames Waterman. Thames Waterman is a guy who used to row boats across the river carrying goods and people on his wherry, W-H-E-R-R-Y. The Willows version of the song is called True Lover's Ferry.
Mm-hmm. firm Blackfriars did regular ply. If ever his swords with such skill and dexterity, pleasing each heart and delighting each eye. And he sang so sweet and he sang so merry, the couples they just saw to hide his wherry. And he became known as True Love's Fairy. But he could not find it to love of his own. Well, there came a young goose girl from Stratford St. Mary, and she wanted passage to Farringdon Fair, but she had not the pennies to pay for the wherry. So she stood on the shore in her pretty despair, and she sang so sweet and she sang so merry, and he put her and all of her peace in his wherry, and her pretty face was fair for the
True Lover's Ferry from The Willows' recent album Through the Wild. Well, regular listeners to this show will know that from time to time I like to push things out a little bit further and get a bit more left of field, play things that are a little bit more edgy or different. I'm going to do just that now. From the Musical Traditions Records 3-CD set called The Brazil Family, Down by the Old Riverside, I'm going to play you a traditional track called The Young Man Cut Down in His Prime. This is a version of The Streets of Laredo, St. James Infirmary, The Lock Hospital, The Sailor or Soldier Cut Down in His Prime. And it actually tells the story of a young lad dying of venereal disease, probably syphilis, which was incurable in the late Middle Ages and right through to the discovery of penicillin. The Brazil family were a traveller family, and they were probably one of the most amazing living repositories of great traditional ballads and songs and music and stories. And the 3-CD set which have been put together by Musical Traditions Records is an absolute gem. Anyway, from the Brazil Family album, this is Harry Brazil with his version of The Young Man Cut Down in His Prime.
As I was a-walking all through the dark arches, dark was the night and there was the day. Should I meet only one of my comrades, who was lapped up in blankets much colder than clay? Give me a candle to light him to bedward, like was a flannel to bind up his head. His forehead is aching, his kind heart is breaking. There's nobody knows that poor man lays ill. If I'd have known it, my friends, they dislike me. If I'd have known it, I'd took it in time. I might have been one of those peels of white margarine, but now I'm a young man cut down in my prime. At the top of the street there was two girls a-standing. One to the other they whispered and says, there goes a young man whose money we've squandered. Now we have brought him to his solemn grave. So beat the drums over and play the fife Mallory's. Play the dead march as you carry him along. Take him to a churchyard and fire 3 volleys over him. There goes a young soldier that never done wrong. My poor aging father, my old aging mother, oftentimes told me to bring me to ruin, to never go courting flash girls of the city. Pray stay at home and keep sweet company. If I'd have known it, my friends, they dislike me. If I'd have known it, I took it in time. I might have been one of those peels of white margarines, but now I'm a young man cut down in my prime. How's that?
I love that. How's that at the end? Beautiful stuff. Harry Brazil there with The Young Man Cut Down in His Prime from the album The Brazil Family, Down by the Old Riverside. Fantastic 3-CD box set from the Musical Traditions Records label. Do check the label out. It's full of absolutely fantastic field recordings like that. A reminder, if we ever needed it, of the contribution of the Gypsy and Traveller community to traditional music in these islands. Now, Azel is the Scottish word for spark. It is also the name of a band of 5 musicians from the Scots, Irish and English traditional and folk circuits. They met at the Royal Northern College of Music, and I first came across them at a memorial event arranged by Mike McGoldrick for the late Vinnie Short, one of the mainstays of the Manchester Irish folk scene. And I really loved what I saw and heard on that night. Well, they've got together with another great Irish musician from the Manchester Irish community, Rionach Connolly, and they've made an EP called simply Azel and Rionach Connolly. From it, this is a lovely set of tunes called Rudy's Reels. Sit back and enjoy.
Thank you.
there you go. Hazel and Riona Connolly from the album Simply. Well, it's a hippopotamus album, an eponymous album, the album of the same name. If you like, with a great set of tunes called Rudy's Reels. If you've never seen Riona live, she's now working, I think, with the Imagine Village. She's got a fantastic voice, amazing personality, and is also a great flute and whistle player, and a force to be reckoned with. Now, I was going to devote this programme almost entirely to non-new material, simply because, as I said at the head of the show, I've got loads of stuff that I've not played, that I've missed playing on the shelf, whatever. But a CD arrived 2 days ago from Derry Farrell. The CD is called A Lifetime of Happiness, and it's chock full of absolutely fantastic songs from one of the most exciting singers to have come onto the scene in the last 20 years. In my humble opinion, Derry is the real deal. No artifice, just a mad passion for the songs and the music. A fine voice, great musicianship, and that something special, that something else. I can tell you that he loves his music because I've sat up with him till 3 or 4 in the morning, singing and playing away. He just loves the music. It's a great album. Like I say, I'm going to play 2 tracks back to back. First of all, Valentine O'Hara, the Irish version of the Dick Turpin ballads that were so popular in Georgian and early Victorian times. And that's going to be followed by the Galway Shawl, which has to be simply one of the Irish classics of all time. First of all, though, Valentine O'Hara.
I am a galentine wayman called Valentine O'Hara, and I come from poor Bodison folk nigh to the hill of Tara. By the getting of a maid with child to England I went over. I left my parents and I became a wild and daring rover. Well, it's straight to England I didn't go, where I became a soldier, resolved to fight Britannia's foe. Not Hector Great was bolder. I fought all in some foreign shores where cannons loud and rattle. Believe me, boys, I do not boast how I behaved in battle. Well, it's many's the battle I fought in Holland and French Flanders, for I always fought with a courage keen led on by great commanders, until a cruel ensign found me out, and I was flogged and carted. Oh, cruel usage they gave me, and so I soon departed. Straight back to England I did go, as fast as winds would drive me, resolved that of my liberty no man could e'er deny me. For I slept out in the fields at night by all my friends forsaken. I dare not to walk the road by day for fear I might be taken. But I, being of a courage keen and likewise able-bodied,
I robbed the Lord nouns on the king's highway with pistols heavy loaded. I placed my pistols to his breast, which caused his heart to quiver. 500 pounds in ready gold to me he did deliver. Well, with part of my new store of gold, I bought a famous gelding that could jump over a 5-bar gate, and I bought him from Ned Fielding. Lord Arkenstone, all in his coach, I rammed near Covent Garden. And 2 hours later, that same night, I robbed the Earl of Warren. In Turnham Green, I next did rob the revenue collector. And what I took from him, I gave to a widow to protect her. I always rob the rich and great, for to rob the poor I scorn it. And now in iron chains I'm bound, and doomed I now lie burning. And it's straight to Newgate I do go, all by the law convicted, to hang all on the Tyburn tree, of which I am much affrighted. Farewell, my friends and neighbours all, likewise my native Tara. Kind providence may test the soul of Valentine O'Hara. County Galway, early, early in the month of May, I spied a damsel so fair and handsome, and her beauty stole my heart away. Jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders. Once a Galway shawl, we started walking and started talking until our daddy's house came into view, and she said, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and play to please him the foggy dew." Oh, she set me down beside the fire, and I could see our daddy there. He was 6 foot tall, and our mammy smiling, and the kettle boiling. But my mind was all on the Galway shawl. I played the blackboard, the stack of barley,
foggy dew. And she sang each note there like an Irish linnet, while the tears like fountains down her cheeks they morning when I hit the road for sweet Donegal. And she said goodbye, sir, and I hugged and kissed her. But my mind will always be on the Galway shore. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no, none at all. But she wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulder was the Galway shawl. All around her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
Well, I think Maggie Barry would have loved that. Definitely. Maggie Barry, the great Irish street singer, who I think more than anybody made that song popular way back when. Derry Farrell from his new album, A Lifetime of Happiness, The Galway Shawl. And before that, you heard his version of the Highwayman ballad, Valentine O'Hara. The album is produced by Donald Lunny. And can't you tell? Great production, as ever. If you want details on that album or anything else you've heard on the show, then go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to all the artists, as I always say. And also you'll find the archive, and you can download 270-odd versions of this show, the podcast, which has been going on now for 6 years or more. 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and we're now in our 7th year. Yep, got it right for once. Rusty Shackle. Oh, I nearly forgot. You can also find a donate button there, just in case you want to throw a few bob our way to keep the show on the road. Because I don't get sent all the albums that you hear on this show. I buy quite a lot of stuff. I also have to pay for electricity, for licenses to podcast, broadcast the stuff, and also there's the server and various other expenses. So it would help to have a few more coppers in the coffer, as they say. Now, Rusty Shackle, that great band from Monmouthshire, indie roots group, have got a new album out called The Raven, The Thief and The Hangman, which, as it implies, actually looks at a lot of traditional memes and themes, even. The result is a cracking album with songs like this, The Raven's Song.
Sat on a rock rift down on a cold winter's night.
Many things can hurt him, many things can hurt him.
Before a beautiful day came, he pulled his frozen nose
underneath the big rock. underneath the big rock.
From the album The Raven, The Thief and The Hangman, Rusty Shackle there with The Raven's Song. Now, I've got some very sad news for anybody out there that's spent time in Connemara and in Clifton in particular and gone to hear the great music on a Tuesday night in Lowry's Bar, because the great John G. Walsh, John Gerard Walsh, left us recently after a short illness. He's one of the greatest BC box players in the west of Ireland, a man who had a wonderful technique that was unfussy, understated, but was deeply, deeply rooted in the tradition. And it had a very special, I don't know what it was, but something absolutely unique about his way of playing. He was also a gentleman in every sense of the word. Big chap, tall, well-made, but with a smile on his face that welcomed everybody. I don't think there were many musicians that went to Clifton that didn't end up playing with John Gerard at some time or another, including myself. And I'm incredibly grateful for the many, many hours I spent in the company of that gentle man. He made two solo albums, and from the second album, The Magpie's Nest, I'm going to play you Dinny O'Brien's and Shandon Bell's, John G's beautiful versions of two classic Irish jigs. Thank you. lovely sweet playing from a sweet and gentle man, the late John G. Walsh, with Dinny O'Brien's and Shandon Bells from his album The Galway Rambler. And my thoughts go out, of course, to John G.'s family, Mary and Mary and Gerard. And, of course, with many friends and fellow musicians in Clifton and elsewhere. A great oak has fallen in the forest of traditional Irish music. I began this show with a track from French-Canadian band Barraquois, and I'm going to finish it with another track from Arcadia, from that area of French-speaking Canada, and this is from a band called Vichten, a trio which comprises multi-instrumentalists Emmanuel and Pastel Lebonc from the Evangeline region of Prince Edward Island, and the Magdalen Island native Pascal Muse. They're cradled in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, which must be one of the most productive areas for music in the whole of North America. From their album Horizons, this is Vichten with a track called El Tempête. Push back the furniture, roll up your trouser legs, shove your dress in your knicker legs, and leap around the kitchen to this. Thanks for listening. Look after yourselves and mind how you go. Ta-da.
Sous le repas, les quatre ans.